All right, get started here. Just take a few minutes of your time. Appreciate everybody hanging out. Some of the things that Rodney and I talked about, some of it's been already gone through. But before we begin, Stan, do you mind leading us in a word of prayer before we begin?
Our Father in heaven, we give thanks unto you as always. For you are such a loving God. And Father, we are here to learn, to apply in our lives, and to pray for others. And we even thank you for this moment in time that we can discuss the future of this congregation with your blessings. It's in Christ's name we give thanks. Amen.
Amen. All right, so we know that what our theme is, devoted to God, and that's kind of what we built off of for our time now. But growing closer to God by getting to know him better. This is where I'm supposed to click that. So study daily, Bible reading, Sunday morning and Wednesday Bible studies, Sunday afternoon, 4 p.m. Bible study, monthly women's Bible study, first Thursday of the month, monthly men's Bible study, first Saturday of the month. And then we're going to continue with the last Wednesday of the quarter singing. That was something that we'd started last year, and obviously we didn't get to do it at the end of last year, but something that we a lot of people enjoyed, that the last Wednesday night of our quarter, we had a singing upstairs, and James, if he was able to put it together for us. But some of the things that we want to continue to keep in our on our calendars, April 23rd through the 26th, Danny McCubbin. September the 24th through the 27th is Brett Hoagland. And we need to get rid of that. But if you look at the calendar back there of our schedule, I failed to remember who was on there for September, but they weren't able to do it, so we had to make a switch. So that's different than what's on the calendar back in the back. And supporting Tim Anderson in the Upper Peninsula. And again, we try to send out every month the report that he has. And I know I've said it a lot, but just take the time to read that and pray for him. Pray for him and Jill. Last week again, he's asking and praying for a younger individual to come up there and help support and help that. So we want to continue to keep him in our prayers and reach out to him and just tell him we appreciate the work that he's being done. Sharing the word of God with the world, the evangelist work group, the third Sunday evening of each month, and that's what we're starting this evening. And then Bible stories in the park, that's every Friday in June, so we'll be doing that. Dustin will be coordinating that. And then something new that we've discussed and not really narrowed down the plans of how we're going to handle this, but the summer young adult at the park. And it's one of those things that we're just trying to get the young people together, and you know, and that's going to be from different congregations, and be able to just have song, be together. And again, it's not all worked out how the details and all that, but it's just something that we want to think about, something that we want to pray about, just getting the younger people together, and then the other part of that is just getting out in the community, and so the community see that, you know, where we stand, how we do things, and that's kind of the thing that we're searching, looking at. And you know, and I hope you all know this, you know, Rodney and I, we may not have all the answers and all the ideas and everything else, but if you got suggestions or something, we would like to hear that, of how we could make this work and be successful. I think it would be good. Devoted to prayer, Colossians 4:2, devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert, it in the attitude of thanksgiving. Personal prayers, pray together as a family at home, pray as a congregation during worship service and Bible studies, prayer services every 3 to 4 months, and teaching our children to pray. And one of the things that, and we did it, I think Rodney and I talked about it last night, that, you know, with the prayer service, we did three times we did last year. And that is just something that we take time, we find a topic, you know, and I'm not going to remember all of them, but Nick Petrie did the grace and what that means. And we had a song service, prayer service about that. So that's one of our goals to do, is make sure that that's, we're doing that each year, or three to four times a month. Praying as a congregation during the worship service and the Bible studies. And it's just, again, it's just one of those things where we can pray together, pray for the church, pray for the work that's being done here. And then also, you know, the children, teaching our children how to pray, and then also our grandchildren. And just one of those habits that we want to start at home, start it young. And it's amazing, just, you know, to see Michaela, to see my grandbabies, you think all the, you know, they can't learn things, they don't understand things. But it's just so neat to see when parents and, you know, Grant Casio, how they raise their kids, and just to see the kids grow and know, okay, you know, this is what we know we need to do, and this is how we sit and behave and do this thing. Kids can learn, and kids can learn. And, you know, Katie and Ty, how they, you know, raising crew. It's just, it's everything. It just, as we continue to work, and each of us pray for each other, and we understand that everything's not going to go well, but we just all need to be praying for each other, helping each other and teaching for prayer, and God will help us through. Next slide is devoted to one another. Romans 10 or 12, 10 through 13. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, preserving in tradition, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs and saints, practicing hospitality. Hebrews 10, 23 through 25. Let's hold firmly to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let's consider how to encourage one another in love and good deeds, not abandoning our own meeting together as a habit of some people, but encourage one another in all more as you can see the day is drawing near. And how can we, you know, how can we be devoted to one another? You know, and it's things that, like, you know, take time to get to know one another, including our members that can't get out and aren't able to be out, in Nadine, Richard and Betty, Cookie and Barb and Diane. And on that, Rodney and I has talked to Grant, and we're going to have some more discussion as how we can make sure that us as members, us as family, are not leaving these out. And, you know, whether that's food, Nadine, Richard, Betty, Cookie, Barb, Diana, and just as a group, that we are not forgetting them. And again, same thing, Rodney and I don't have all the answers. You have ideas of how we can make this work, please come to us and we'll talk about it, discuss it, and see how we can make this work. But we want to make sure as a whole that we are checking on these. You know, it was cold a few weeks ago. Hopefully, you know, that we did reach out to these individuals to make sure that they were doing good. Attend worship service and Bible studies together. Help others grow to understanding of God's word. Volunteer to teach a children's Bible class. Volunteer to help the bulletin boards preparing for materials for classes. Participate in Bible studies, even if you don't feel you need to study the topic. And then again, pray for one another. Physical needs of physical needs, if necessary, encourage one another to maintain a relationship with God, and volunteer to help with things around the building. So kind of just building on that, you know, it's one of those things that we talk about, and it's just encouraging is when we come in as a Bible study, as a group, and, you know, I'm teaching the Sunday afternoon class, and I hope you're learning something from what I have to say, but yet what I learned from what everybody has to say. And we just all come together and we just build on a topic. And, you know, I didn't think of that. Oh, that's good. I mean, and so we just kind of all get together. And that's one of the blessings. You know, a few things happen there. We get to know each other. We get to understand. I know where you're thinking. And I didn't think of that. That helps me. That helps me be a better person. That helps me be a better Christian. And so that's why we just encourage, you know, and we understand things come up. That's why we just encourage for everybody to come and be part of a Bible study. And that there's just so much blessing that comes from that. And it's just another opportunity. You know, it's there for a while. I mean, it may be 5:15 by the time we get out of the building, because we just stand around and talk after class. And it's just more time for us to get to know each other and what issues that you may be having and that I can do to help you, and what we can help each other. So volunteer to help with things around the building. We've got deacons that do a good job, and you know, but the deacons also have, you know, things that they have to take care of, and obviously I'm not putting what their needs before God's, but you know, there's things that are around and that may need help. You know, we have Rod take care of our teacher group and try to work on that. And each time it's difficult, because we kind of get the same people involved in the teaching, and we don't want to wear anybody down. And so, you know, yeah, you might not be able to A, feel comfortable teaching the class, you know, being down there, your work schedule, whatever. But what you can do is pray for that work. You can help volunteer to help the bulletin boards on preparing for materials for class. That's not a Sunday thing. That's not a Wednesday thing. That's a Tuesday when it's convenient to you. That's what that is. That is you picking up the telephone and calling, say, hey, I know you're teaching this class. I know you work X amount of hours every day. I know you get off at 6 o'clock at night on a Wednesday evening. Do you have copies to be made? I'll have them sitting on your desk when you walk into your classroom. That's what that is. You know, we preparing to help volunteer the bulletin boards and preparing materials for class, just help it. And you know, it doesn't have to be that, you know, and if you can't get downstairs, okay, you still can prepare all this stuff, hand it to me, I'll take it downstairs for a couple of years until I can't get up and downstairs. But, you know, that's what helping each other is. Because that's a big burden, you know, that's a big burden to be able to have to go through that each. And everybody's busy. And if we can just help each other, whatever that looks like. And if you don't know, okay, who's teaching this class, call Rod. Rod knows. We know, but Rod's in charge of that. So just how we can help with that. So before I go any farther, does anybody have any questions with any of that? There's other things that I'm sure you probably had questions on, but. Anybody have any questions there? All right, slide, devoted to our purpose. You shall love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Matthew 28:19, go therefore and make disciples of his nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I recommend you, and behold, I am with you always to the end. Oops, I probably just messed that up. I don't know what happened. Somebody smarter than me. So that's all we got. And then he's going to take care of the financial. But we just want to, you know, let's work together. You know, Dustin brought it up in his sermon this morning about, you know, just working together, being a stronger family, and helping each other. Because hopefully we all got the same goal. And I need your help. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat that. I need your help. I need your help every day. And so that's all I got.
All right, so I just want to just take a few minutes, and we're going to go through the financials. And so we'll start out, and Myron, he is our treasurer, and you know, that is a thankless job. So it takes a lot of time to make sure the bills get paid, and Myron, along with Bill, they take the contribution each week and count it out for us, and Myron gets that into the checking account, and it just helps to keep things functioning here. So it allows us to have a full-time evangelist, to have a building and maintain it, and to be able to support Tim Anderson. And so, and Lord willing, we'll be able to grow the number of evangelists that we're able to support outside over time as well. So, but just to give you at a high level, and we have just, and I'll say this, we have all the details. Myron's printed reports that shows every check that was written, what the purpose of the check, who it was to, and we have copies of that we can, if you want a copy, let us know, and we'll get you a copy of that. So our contributions for I may have turned it off, I don't know. It ain't working, Mike. All right, so our contributions for 2022, the total contribution was $142,428. The total expenses for 2022 was $142,915.55. And so there was a difference of $487.55. So we did well as far as being able to take in a contribution that supported the work that we were doing. Our balance in our checking account as of December 31st of 22 was $51,758.36. So that's what we had in the checking account as of the end of 2022. And so what we did is every year we get together and we put together a budget. And so you can see that our budget amount for this next year is $147,578. And that's an average, if you divide that out by 52, that comes out to $2,838. And our average contribution for this past year, if you divide 142,428, Myron has it for me here somewhere. $2,600.
$2,693.
There you go. And so you can see that $2,693 versus $2,838. So if you look at our budget and what's the difference there, we all know that this during 2022 the inflation has been pretty significant. And so we, Todd and I talk, and the Bible teaches someone who's like Dustin who has devoted his life to preaching the gospel, he has a right to make a living and support his family. And so we gave Dustin a bigger raise than we would normally have give our evangelists in the past. And so that's a big part of the increase that you see there. So we have some work that we need to do on the building. We've budgeted $20,000. So we replaced one air conditioner at the end of the year. We have another one we need to replace. That's $7,000-$8,000. And then there's some other work that we need to do as well. So just to maintain the building and have the warm, nice environment that we have to come together in. So I won't go through all the details here, but if you have any questions, feel free to come to Todd and I or go to Myron. And so we always want to make sure that we share this with you at the end of the year. But throughout the year at any time, feel free to come to us if you have any questions about the finances. Any questions about our budget? Okay, so I'll just reiterate what Todd said. We are excited about this year. We would love for you guys to be excited and get excited as well. So we do need to put some more effort into our teaching program. We appreciate everything the teachers do. But just helping them with bulletin boards and getting, look around. We don't have a lot of kids, but the kids we have are special. And so they deserve to have our best effort that we can give to teach them to grow up to love God and to know God so that they can, have that faith, a firm faith when they go become adults and go out into this world, that they can remain faithful and make it to heaven. And so, and it starts when they're Johnny's age, when they're Annabelle's age, when they're Michaela's age. So I would encourage everyone, look, I know we're all busy, but think about the souls. Think about those young little souls. And let's just make sure that we're doing everything we can to help them and help each other get to heaven. So we're a family, and Dustin pointed out in the sermon, we want to grow closer. So I think COVID, just before COVID, I think that we were headed in a very good direction and we were extremely close. I think COVID did some harm to that. And so I think we need to put some effort into coming back together and continuing to grow closer together. So because that's what a family does, especially a spiritual family. So, all right, we love you guys, and we all we want is for
each and every member of this family at Danville to get to heaven. And take as many other people with us as we can. Okay? All right. Don, anything else? Okay. Rod, if you would lead us in a closing prayer, please.
Father, once again, we pause before your throne, acknowledging you for who you are, your greatness, and your majesty. We're so thankful for the means that we have to be able to have discussions like this. We're grateful for the elders and their leadership and their attempts to be in front and lead us in improving what we can do for your kingdom in this place. We pray your blessings upon our efforts. We pray for a renewed spirit, renewed commitment, and that we might hold each other's hands up on this side of eternity while we try to do your work. Bless us and keep us in your care. In Christ's name, we ask, amen.